Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about the debate, President Trump and his personal style and brand, how he's made it politically all this time, his campaign strategy, what we can expect next, and Abraham Lincoln. Okay, so if you don't know, the debate went okay in the beginning. Trump managed to behave himself. He stuck to some rules that we expect elementary school students to stick to, which is good. You know, it's always nice to see personal growth in someone. And then he said that he had done more for black people than any president since Lincoln. Sure, why not, you know? It wasn't the first president to invite a black man to come have dinner at the White House. It wasn't the president who desegregated the military. It wasn't the president who, you know, helped end segregation and pushed to get the Civil Rights Act passed. It was President Trump. Because he said so. Because he signed a relatively small amount of commutations and some executive orders, most of which don't have any teeth. But that's how he survives politically. That's how he makes it politically. As long as he makes these sensationalized claims, his base, they believe him. It's like, okay, yeah, it was him. Because they don't really think about it. These are not people who want verification. They're not people who delve into subjects. They have emotional reactions. And as long as he can continue to provoke those emotional reactions, he doesn't have to talk about his policies, which he doesn't really have, or his record, which isn't really great. He can just focus on these claims, this branding effort that he has. Because that is his style, and it's been very consistent, we know what's coming next. Just like we knew before it came out, that there were going to be text messages in the satire video, the emails. We knew it was coming, and we knew it was going to be exactly what it is. There's probably, I would give it like 90% chance, going to be another sensationalized claim about his opposition coming in the next few days. And it's going to be false. And people have asked, like, how do you know it's going to be false? How can you be so sure? Because if it was true and something that could be verified, he would have released it months ago when it could knock Biden out of the race. He's saving it to the end because he knows it will eventually be debunked. So he wants that to occur after people have voted. He's aiming for that same demographic of people, those people who are swayed by emotion, who don't look into things, who don't care to verify anything. Low-information voters. There are people who have broken away from Trump who could be swayed to move back by a sensationalized claim. We need to be ready to counter whatever this claim is. You need to be ready. You have friends on your social media who you know don't look into things, who are swayed by their emotions. When this news breaks, whatever it is, be ready to counter it. Be ready to say, no, it's not true. And the reason it's important is because we don't just want Trump to lose. We want him to lose big. We need that landslide. We need a majority of Americans to reject Trumpism. The country needs that, and you can play your part in it. So, be ready for it, whatever it is. It should be good. I can't wait, to be honest. And be ready to counter it, because it's going to depend heavily on you as an individual. The media, just like with the last thing, they'll debunk it quick enough. But there's going to be those people that just get caught up in the moment, get swayed by that emotion. You have to be ready to counter it. Because understand, there are people who believe Donald Trump has done more for black people than any president since Lincoln. Those people exist. You probably have some on your social media. They're out there. And those are the type of people who can be swayed back to voting for him. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.